Sean, you love that.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, a motherfucker.
I agree. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
This is going to be a fun one. Here we go.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
Welcome to the Breakfast Club, the home of black privilege and reverse racism. Drop one of Clues bombs for that, damn it.
It's not reverse racism.
Drop one of Clues bombs for that, damn it.
You guys have been accused of reverse racism.
No, ain't no you guys. Revolt TV has.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Thankfully, the story has now been corrected. I'm looking at the New York Daily News. The New York Daily News was absolutely trash yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, they said it was
they had
behind the scenes of Breakfast Club and Power 105.1.
But now they've they still don't got it right.
What they say?
Look at the headline. The headline says, "Whites cry bias, producer suit, Power 105.1 favors blacks."
Yeah, they still don't have it right.
I think Donald Trump has something to do with that.
I think they're just trying to sabotage the release of my book, Black Privilege.
Maybe that, too.
Which is in bookstores April 18th. You can pre-order now.
Well, there's definitely some black privilege going on here, then.
So what?
My goodness.
So what?
We left one white person. He's on the camera.
He's on the camera. You know,
I don't even want Steve to talk.
No.
Steve, you don't need to talk.
Steve can't talk.
Steve, you shut up.
He can't talk.
Don't you ever tell anybody what I call you behind the scenes, even though I've said it to you in person a few times.
Yeah, I bought our camera guy. He's a Mets fan, so I bought him a gift today.
Now, I ain't bring him nothing.
I bought him a hat.
You bought
I
got a nothing present? For Why does you, it Steve? Still have the... Oh.
It has a tag on it. You know when you buy a present, it has a tag on it. But I bought him a present because he's my
so
friend.
You felt that bad about reverse racism that you bought a present for the one white person?
I have one white friend up here. That's...
Hey, man. Stephen Rex Brown of the New York Daily News. You are absolutely trash, bro. The first paragraph of this says, "White people are not welcome behind the scenes of a televised broadcast of Power 105.1 at the Breakfast Club." Stop doing that. We're not the ones being sued. We have nothing to do with this. Why are you doing this?
We don't hire anybody that works at Revolt.
No, we don't.
We don't hire or fire anybody.
Why are you doing this?
We have
this?
Nothing to do with it.
I understand that it's clickbait and, you know, you want people to come to your story. It did work because my dumbass posted it 3 or 4 times. Simply because I want people to know I ain't got nothing to do with that.
And I left comments like I'd never seen it before in my life. I was like, really? Wow. Like I didn't know what was going on.
It's pretty tough up there.
Five white men who produce broadcasts of the popular morning show for Revolt TV, which is owned by Sean Diddy Combs, filed papers in Manhattan Supreme Court that they were victims of reverse racism, said they were ostracized and mocked by execs after being hired in January 2014 because they didn't get the culture.
Now, what about one of the employees at Revolt, one African-American...
Which one? What does it say? Don't
...would
say
arrive
name.
To work intoxicated or hungover and then fall asleep on the editing room floor.
Now, by the way...
Don't say no names.
By the way...
During work hours, we know who that is.
By the way, when they said that yesterday... You know, and they tried to make it seem like it was a member of the Breakfast Club. I was like, that's Angela Yee. It's absolutely Angela Yee.
But now, hold on. Who's the one that passed out on the floor and had to be hospitalized?
That was Charlamagne.
That was before Revolt.
That was you, Charlamagne.
That is true.
So you cannot
but you
speak
know what?
On.
There was no white people here to see me passed out on the floor.
Let's be clear.
There was no white people here to see me passed out.
My germophobia would never allow me to fall asleep on the floor, no matter how drunk I was.
Oh, you ain't
in
been
life.
Tired enough. But yeah, but you know what? That was the old Breakfast Club. That used to come in a little intoxicated, but we haven't been that in 4 years.
We was only in New York then. Mm-hmm. At the time, we weren't on. Remote.
Why are we defending ourselves?
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing to do with us.
I'm saying, drop one of Clues bombs for black privilege and reverse racism.
Then why?
I'm not defending myself against this nonsense.
Plus, I'm Asian.
And I'm Irish.
Me too.
No, I'm not. I'm black and proud to be black. Damn it. Okay? And salute to all the white people that listen to the show.
We appreciate
that are in
you guys.
Tune with the culture.
Absolutely.
Okay?
But, Kid, here's my question, though. Well, you know what? We'll get into it in front page.
Yeah, let's talk about it. We're going to have a lot of talk about discrimination this morning.
That's right.
Reverse racism and people being culturally clueless. Because there's a lot of culturally clueless people. We don't have nothing to do with race.
And shout out to, I got a shout out to the Nets organization. I brought my nephew and my son last night to a game.
Is he black or is he white?
Nets win a game.
They're both black.
Why you ain't bring your Spanish nephew? You're going to start repping your Spanish side.
I'm not Spanish. I'm black. I brought him to the game. The Nets won a buzzer beater. It was a dope-ass game.
No such thing.
The game didn't mean anything, but it was just a good
game.
Why doesn't it mean anything?
Game.
It does mean something.
Because they still didn't make the playoffs.
Going
to the next round. No. But it was a great game. Shout out to everybody in the Nets organization. We had such a wonderful time.
No such thing.
Dre, Marcus, everybody, thank you. We appreciate it. But front page news up next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
So much fake news in the papers this morning.
Well, let's get right into it. Let's get in front page news. Lawsuit.
Well.
White people are fed up. They've had enough of you Negroes.
There are five white men who used to work for Revolt TV who have been fired, and they are now claiming reverse racism. Now, these men say they were ostracized and mocked by executives after they were hired because they didn't, quote, understand the culture.
Revolt is not recording this right now. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, Revolt ain't even airing this.
Revolt is not airing this.
I'm going to be honest with you. Revolt don't pay me enough to go through this type of
thing. Funny.
All right.
Revolt treated them worse than other
employees. Steve, put the camera down. We know you're not taping us.
Yeah, we're not taping us. Revolt ain't even airing us right now. We air on Revolt every morning, 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. They're not even airing this.
Can I tell the story?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, G.
Revolt treated them worse than other employees who were younger and African American. So these men were 39 years and older. They say they were not treated the same as other black employees, even though they were very experienced and produced for years on the Howard Stern show. In particular, they are saying that one person who works, I'm not going to name these people's names.
Thanks.
Why not? It's in the article.
Okay, Mr. Borland had some animosity towards Caucasians, which is very clear. They overheard him saying certain things about white people, and they said the on-air personalities, that would be us.
Me and you and Charlamagne, okay.
Well, we would tolerate lateness.
Which is absolutely not true. Ask how many labels that bring their artist here and their guest here, and we cancel interviews.
We cancel
interviews.
I've had artists walk in this studio because our producers think they can just bring them in, think that I'm just going to be like, hey, let's do the interview.
Silent
and they're 15 minutes late.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no.
People.
Did that to Roe James 2 weeks ago. Roe James had to come back the next day.
You guys are very passionate, but I would love to give the details of the story.
Sorry, you're right.
All right. It says here that we would tolerate lateness, but the production team was used to producing shows where if you were late, it wasn't tolerated or permitted whatsoever. So according to this lawsuit, they were told they just did not understand the culture of being late. And there was even one production assistant who would frequently come to work late, drunk, and sleep on the editing room floor.
Really?
During work hours and never received punishment.
If I want to drink during work hours, I'm going to drink during work hours. Damn it. Okay?
Well, you have that privilege.
And guests come here. What?
That privilege.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for black privilege, damn it. Okay. And I want to say salute to the New York Post because they absolutely accurately reported this story. They didn't use
The
Breakfast Club and Power 105.1 as clickbait because we're not even in the lawsuit.
No.
We're not even named as defendants
in the
lawsuit.
The only thing we did was tolerate lateness.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But whatever, man.
Whatever, right. Man.
Whatever.
Are you nervous? Is this gonna
nervous for what?
Well, for what?
By the way, we need to have some conversations about culture because there's a lot of culturally clueless people all throughout industry.
We'll do that next time.
White, black, old.
We'll do that next time.
Young, whatever.
But I'm not gonna lie. When I got that post and I seen all that, I started.
I was
laughing.
Dying laughing.
I called Charlamagne. Laughing like crazy.
America really has changed. Yeah. I was crying laughing. I was like,
I was laughing.
What?
I was laughing.
White
too.
People suing for discrimination?
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset right now, maybe you're trying to watch Revolt, but you just don't say, oh, we're back on. See, we're not going to tell them why you're mad.
Lawsuit.
Says lawsuit.
Lawsuit. Lawsuit. Lawsuit. You about to talk about it again. You about to talk about it again, Revolt. Revolt. Who gets sued? Who gets sued? Who did what? Okay, they're keeping us on.
They're keeping us on.
They're keeping us on.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us now. Or
maybe
if you feel blessed. If you feel blessed, yeah, and maybe work for Revolt and you want to give us a call, that's fine. Or if you feel blessed and you just want to spread some positivity around the world this morning, 800-585-1051. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The- The Breakfast Club.
You get it, man.
Why we got an issue, bro?
Because you brought some shit up that I ain't like. Don't play me, do your Google.
Why you mad? At 1-800-585-1051.
Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Evan Parr from Valdosta, Georgia.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm a little pissed off. Check this out. 6 years ago, I married a beautiful, absolutely beautiful African-American woman. And I'm a white dude. But let me tell you, her boss man, who I thought was pretty cool, yesterday gonna get a little pissed off with her because she was running late because taking our child to daycare. All right, well, next thing you know, he's calling her all kind of racial languages and everything, and I need to figure out how I need to not go to jail because I'm basically going to visit this dude come 8 o'clock a.m.
Is her boss white?
White as the sun, bitch. White as the fucking marshmallow.
And you're white. You just go in there and swing on them. You don't go to jail for stuff like that. It's white on white crime. It's just a little fight between the fellas. That's all. They'll send you on about your way.
Well, I'm going to knock your teeth out, and I got one more thing.
All right.
Charlamagne for president.
Hey, I'm running, baby. I feel like I could do anything now because I got black privilege and white people are suing for reverse racism. I feel like I could do anything in America at this moment. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is Daryl calling from Denmark, South Carolina.
Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because my wife keep trying to tell me having sex 2 or 3 times a week is enough. I feel like 4 or 5 times a week. I got to tap my ass twice a day sometimes.
All right, so maybe you guys could come to a middle ground and do it 4 times.
Hey. Do it 4 times?
How old are you that you still having sex twice a day? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Damn.
Well, shout out to you.
You must not be working much.
Hey, I'm a couple years older than you. I ain't got that kind of stamina.
You guys sound a little like you guys aren't getting it in like you should.
I'm one and done.
Not twice.
Not twice a day.
A
week?
No, I'm in a day.
He said twice a week.
I'm one and done.
You said twice a day.
He said a week.
Ejaculation
for the weekend.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is April from Detroit.
Hey, April, why you mad?
I bet you wasn't born in April.
I am mad as hell because I am so sick and tired of listening to these 40-year-old plus women refer to each other with the B word.
True.
That irritates the heck out of me. And then they get upset when someone else addresses them that way. No matter what tone, what attitude they have when they address it to them, it's still the same.
You're right.
I don't allow my friends to call me that. I don't allow nobody to call me that because I wasn't, my father or my mother never referred to me like that. So I'd be damned if somebody else did.
U-N-I-T-Y. U-N-I-T-Y stands for unity. Who you calling a bitch?
Who you calling U-N-I-T-Y. A bitch?
As women, I think that we need to all come together and understand that how can you expect somebody else to respect you if when you look in the mirror, you think it's okay for your friends to call you a beast?
I do feel like you have to teach people how to treat you. I feel the same way about the N-word. Like, I know it's not right. Like, I try to use it in its proper context, but I never ever do because there is no proper context.
Yeah, I was like, what's the proper context?
There isn't. It's the truth to the matter.
All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. Is anybody mad in here?
I'm not mad. I'm actually very happy. I'm a little pissed off at Stephen Rex Brown at the New York Daily News because I don't know why he keeps reporting that white people are not welcome behind the scenes.
Fake news.
Of the Breakfast Club. Okay? It has nothing to do with us. We are not in this lawsuit at all. You're only using us for clicks.
I'm a little mad at the weather. It gets warm, then it gets freezing. It's spring.
Like, this whole article is clickbait. It got a picture of Howard Stern. And it says, producer cries, Power 105 favors blacks. Why would you put that as a headline when you know we're not even named in this lawsuit? You're probably getting donkey today.
Oh, you're a little mad. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Well, let's change the mood. Let's spread some positivity.
Let's do it.
Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're blessed, you feel good, call us now. Spread some positivity. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you just want to tell your person next to you, if they're white, you love them. Whatever it may be.
Maybe you're happy because it's hump day.
That's right.
Only tell the person next to you that you're if the person next to you is white, only tell them you love them if you mean it.
All right.
They could be a racist bigot, crack-ass cracker for all we know.
All right. Well, let's
keep that in mind.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's good?
You feeling blessed this morning, bro?
Yeah, what's good, man? It's G-Money from Newark, New Jersey.
G-Money. What's good, G-Money?
What's good? How y'all doing?
You feeling blessed this morning, bro?
Yeah, man. Look, I just want to tell everybody out there why not just myself, but why black people in general is blessed.
Talk to me.
We might be oppressed right now. We might be going through it right now. But if y'all read the Bible, we actually the children of Israel. And it's a prophecy that we got to go through the struggle right now. But hold on tight. Keep y'all minds ready. And just, you know, study to show yourself approved. We blessed. You know what I'm saying? Don't let this world get us down. We blessed, y'all.
We are blessed. We are highly favored. We are privileged. We are God's children.
All righty.
Period.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, are you blessed this morning, mama?
Yes, I am blessed. I'm blessed because I work at the Jacksonville Urban League, and we're having a job fair today to help people in our community gain employment.
That's a beautiful thing.
That is great.
Yes, it's beautiful. So those people that call and complain about, you know, those being laid and being discriminated against, I just don't believe it. So that's the point. I mean, yeah, maybe they feel that reverse discrimination, and that's what they want to sue about. But when you're constantly trying to help people get a job,
oh,
and
gotcha.
Keep a job, it makes a difference.
True.
Okay, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Steve from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Hey, what's up, bro? You feeling blessed this morning?
I'm feeling blessed. I might be blessed. I don't know. I got a question. What is reverse racism? I knew what racism was. But what's reverse racism?
Okay, let me read it to you. In this lawsuit, five white men who produced broadcasts of The Breakfast Club on Revolt TV filed in Manhattan Supreme Court that they were victims of reverse racism. They said they were treated worse than other employees who were younger and African-American. They said that they were constantly told that they did not understand the culture. That's what they were told.
Well, reverse racism, that term is to, according to the definition, describes acts of discrimination and prejudice perpetrated by racial minorities or historically oppressed ethnical groups against individuals.
Oh, so black people got their own form of racism outside of normal
race. Right. Normally you might say...
We got privilege. We blessed.
Right.
Black privilege, baby.
My goodness.
Black privilege. We blessed.
So normally the people who are oppressed are now being racist against the people who are normally
the last
dominant ethnical groups.
The last shall be first.
Oh, well, shout out to everybody who got their own form of racism. We blessed out here.
Hey, that is kind of true, though. Everybody do got their own form of racism, I guess. If you're one of the marginalized groups in this country.
That's true.
The majority.
Y'all have a good morning.
I don't know about y'all.
You too. Now, tell them why you blessed. If you feel blessed, you can call us 800-585-1051.
By the way, too, we do have to have a conversation about culture and racism.
Next
because
hour.
Just because you don't know the culture, and I tell you that you don't know the culture, don't mean that I'm being racist towards you. You just simply don't know the culture.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
But if you fire somebody for that.
But shouldn't you know the culture? I can't work out.
I do think that is grounds to be like, okay, you don't understand
yes,
this culture.
Right.
You shouldn't feel like I'm working somewhere and I don't need to understand it.
But you know what? Like, I don't know the country culture. I can't name you four country artists.
No, exactly.
So I can't.
I can't work at country music television.
I can't.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You can name four.
No, I can't.
I can't work at country music television.
All I know is LL Cool J when he did that song.
You know Garth Brooks.
LL Cool J was not a country artist when
I know,
he did
but
that
he
song.
Was
he did a country
song.
Song.
He did a country
what
song.
Oh, Nelly.
Nelly did it. I know Nelly.
I know Tim McGraw.
I know Tim McGraw.
Whenever I need to know Garth about country Brooks. Music, I call Bobby Boone.
What's the white lady name that...
From American Idol?
What's her name?
Faith Hill. Dolly Parton.
So you can't name four.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood.
Kenny Rogers.
What's the girl that... Kanye jumped on stage and took her walk.
Taylor Swift.
She's country.
She's
right?
not country.
Well, she's
no
a pop
more.
Artist now, but she did start off as a country.
She's
artist.
Alternative country.
I can name four and a half.
And right. I know Bobby
the
Bones,
Dixie
and Radio
Chicks.
Amy, and Lunchbox, and producer Eddie.
Right, because we work with them.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we got some good news and some bad news. Some good news: Chance the Rapper has settled his child support case amicably, but the bad news is for Mike Epps, his estranged wife wants a hell of a lot of money
she's
a month.
For the stars, yeeks! Woo! All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning,
the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Can we sue to get Bryson Tiller exchanged? Not play it anymore. Jesus Christ, man.
What's the grounds?
I don't know.
Grounds on what?
I don't know. Insulting me.
Insulting you?
Emotional distress.
Maybe emotional distress.
Emotional distress. I am tired of hearing that record. At the same time, mind you, every morning. This song plays every morning at the same exact time.
You're correct.
Come on, man.
But you can't sue anybody.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mike Epps.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, things didn't work out with Mike Epps and his wife, so now she wants to get $109,000 a month from him to support the family. Now, she said that Mike Epps makes $3.5 million a year, but recently he cut her off from everything. No bank accounts, no credit cards. She has no income, and she says the whole time they were together, he never wanted her to work, so now she can't get a job. Now, she said she spends several thousand dollars a month on shoes and clothes for their girls. They have 10 and 12-year-old girls. Plus, they have to get their hair braided at a very expensive salon, food, vacations, and it's $72,000 a year for private schooling for the young girls.
Well, how big is this family that he needs? She needs $100,000 a month. It's only two girls?
That's a lot of bread.
Now, yes. Now, by the way, anything that has to do with the daughters should absolutely be taken care of.
Yes.
And I'm going to be totally honest. I do feel like sometimes baby mothers do go to court and they do stick up the baby fathers, but you have to take care of the baby mother, man.
Yes, you got to take care of the babies and the housing.
You got to.
Possession of the house. And she feels that he should cover expenses like the nanny.
He kind of should, though. I mean, as crazy as it sounds.
$109,000.
Now, I don't know about
now
all that.
That is a very huge amount of money.
Okay.
I don't know that she needs that much money, but I think if he's responsible for taking care of the school, the house. And let's be clear. There are a lot of guys who, when they get married, do not want their wife to work, want them to stay home and raise the children and take care of, hold things down at home and... Sometimes it's difficult if things don't work out and you have to get back in the workforce.
If the mother of your child is happy, your children will be happier. She may not need 100 and whatever grand a month, but take care of the house, take care of the school, take care of the bills.
All right, well, Chance the Rapper and his daughter's mom, Kirsten Corley, they have reached an agreement. If you recall, they were having some child support issues. Well, now both parties have come to an amicable solution. They have an 18-month-old daughter, and they are both going to live separately and get substantial time with their daughter, but he is going to take care of the child support that will help cover a furnished home, a vehicle, and all of those things.
It's not $109,000, though.
No, it's not. But they did work together, and they reached a deal that was fair to both parties.
So, I thought he was getting married. I remember a few months ago, women were like, oh, I love Chance the Rapper. He's so in love with his baby mom. I love their relationship. They goals.
Well, things ended up not working out. I guess he's never really home. He's traveling all the time, and it just didn't work out. So now, in order to rectify their situation, because they do have a child together, they've come together and come to this conclusion together.
Okay, that's good.
Instead of having the courts handle it, they settled it themselves. All right, Wyclef was arrested. Well, he was handcuffed yesterday because he, quote, fit the description of an armed robber. Now, the sheriff's department has had to explain why they took the action that they did, and they pulled him over. Apparently, he was trying to explain who he was, but the cops were not trying to hear it. Here's what Wyclef had to say.
LA right now coming from the studio with T-Baby, and y'all see the police have handcuffs on me. They just took off my Haitian bandana. That's what's going on right now with Wyclef in LA right now. The LAPD have me in cuffs for absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to picture this. Like, Wyclef does have a robber disposition about him.
What you mean?
If he had a Haitian bandana on, I can kind of see.
He said they took up my Haitian bandana.
Yeah, they took his bandana right off his head.
He may look like a shooter. I don't know about a robber.
Red and blue.
Well, according to the sheriff, they're saying it was a lawful detention because they actually did end up getting the guy like a few minutes later in the area afterward.
We need to see a picture.
Yeah, did he look like Wyclef?
He didn't look like Wyclef, but according to the sheriff, they said Wyclef fit the description and the car fit the description.
What was the description? Black man with a Haitian bandana on? I need to see the picture of this.
And it was an armed robbery, so they said it was a similar vehicle to the vehicle that Wyclef was in.
What if it was Prost?
And they said that Wyclef's movements and his demeanor, because of all of those things, that's why he was handcuffed. Now, Wyclef has issued a statement. He said, I was asked by the police to put my hands up. Then I was told, do not move. I was instantly handcuffed before being asked to identify myself and before being told why. In the process, I said my name and told them they have the wrong person. They proceeded to ignore me, and I was treated like an animal. I'm sure no father wants his sons or daughters to see him in handcuffs, especially if he is innocent. As someone who has law enforcement in my family, I was appalled by the behavior of the LAPD. And the LAPD wants you to know it wasn't them. It was the sheriff's department.
Now, I read that article yesterday. I would like to say I hate when police officers say things like his movements made him look like he was guilty or whatnot. When you get pulled over by the police as a black man, you're nervous.
Sorry, yeah. We just are. We might even be shaking a little because we don't know what will happen. And you're rewinding all these different stories you hear about people getting killed by police officers in your head over and over. So, yeah, we are a little nervous.
Well, yeah, what they were saying was that there was a description of a man wearing a red and blue bandana, and the person was driving a similar car, and that's what happened.
That's why they pulled him over.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building. You might not know her name. We have Rasheena Phinisee. And what's your lovely daughter's name?
Asaya.
Asaya. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Aw. Now, these people are near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because when I was doing radio in Philly, what year was that?
Oh, nine.
Rasheena,
blast from the past.
Yep, Rasheena called and was explaining to me that Asaya couldn't get a liver transplant.
Yep, I had just finished my internship working with you guys at the station, and I stopped working because Asaya was sick.
I called, Rasheena. And
I just was like, you know, my daughter's sick. She was dying, and they were going to let her die.
Now, what was the matter?
Well, I was prescribed an antibiotic while nursing her a week after she was born. She had an allergic reaction to it.
Ooh.
It was an autoimmune response that put her into liver failure.
Mm.
And as a result of that, she was listed for a liver transplant. But the diagnosis that they gave her before the transplant was an intentional misdiagnosis. And then they stole tissue samples from her body.
And this story pissed me off because I had just finished watching John Q.
Mm-hmm.
So after the John Q movie and then hearing her story, I gave the hospital donkey of the day.
Yep. Right?
And it just became this thing in Philly, and then Rasheena came in to do an interview.
Yep.
And how long did it take you to get the transplant after that?
Like 2 or 3 weeks.
Two or three weeks. They had to get put on blast.
Yep.
In order to do the right thing.
So you said it was intentional?
It was intentional. At the time, the institution that was treating her had a pediatric study going on with the National Institute of Health for children who were suffering from neonatal hepatitis or something called biliary atresia. From the research that I've done, the medical industry says that biliary atresia does not have a known origin. However, it is clinically created.
Wow.
And that's what happened.
It sounded like she was a lab rat, like they were trying things with her.
Yes.
Wow.
The woman that actually stole the tissue samples from her before the actual surgery, she now runs an international site for the study.
So this isn't illegal?
No. Well, it is illegal when you unethically obtain the tissue samples. So what they did was they intentionally misdiagnosed her so she can undergo the process of treatment that they had for that specific disease.
So they could get the tissue samples.
Yes.
Did you sue?
I did, but I believe that my attorneys were bought out.
Really?
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
You're suing the attorneys too, right?
I pursued legal action against the attorneys, and the courts basically, they set things in a way where they could create testimony and transcripts to manufacture evidence to support the decisions that they made, and then they sealed those decisions from the public record.
Is that a hospital in the hood, or is it?
It's not in the hood. It's in a very prestigious area of the city with one of the Ivy League schools.
Do you think it was done the way that it was done because you are African American?
Absolutely.
And you went to that hospital?
Absolutely.
Are there other people that around that same time went through the same situation?
There were other families who were waiting for liver transplants, but their experience was entirely different from ours. Asaya is the first documented case in medical history where a drug has actually been linked with this quote-unquote disease they diagnosed her with.
This is kind of like the Henrietta Lacks story in a way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Explain that story.
Absolutely.
Henrietta Lacks, basically the same situation. Like, they stole her stem cells without the family knowing?
Yeah, it was from cervical cancer. And they took those stem cells and they continued to replicate them in labs for years and years and years until they came up with a cure for it. And that's what they've been doing with
They turned it into a movie. It is a movie. The trailer's running out. The commercial's running out on HBO. It's starring Oprah.
You think they did this because you were black and they felt like you wouldn't know what was going on?
Absolutely.
And nobody would care?
And I didn't know what was going on. And that's the sad part. Once I began to educate myself and I began to learn more about the human body and medicine and disease, mm-hmm. the treating physician that actually treats her now, when he introduces me to other doctors, he says, "This is mom. She's a doctor. She just doesn't have her degree." And that's just kind of like the warning shot, because they have names that they call regular civilian people. Mm-hmm. We're called laymans mm-hmm. because we don't understand medicine. And it's not fair to people who are not as intelligent as a doctor to be taken advantage of.
That issue, a lot of times people hear something from the doctor and just automatically, instead of getting a second opinion, third opinion, or researching it themselves, they just take it for face value.
Yes, because you expect for your doctor to do what's ethically right.
So when you first called me back in the day, what were the reasons you thought that she couldn't get the liver transplant? Was it health insurance issues?
No, they kept saying that it was a size and weight issue because she was smaller for her age. They kept saying that because she was so small, the offers that they were getting, the livers were too big.
Asaya, do you feel like you're a miracle?
Well, I do, because not a lot of people can survive this situation where you get two liver transplants and also save another whole life.
Mm. Yeah. How old is Asaya? How old are you? 8. You're 8 years old.
Now, why did Asaya need a second liver transplant?
Well, Children's Hospital dropped the ball after the first one. They didn't get the immunosuppressive therapy regimen right. So for 5 months, her liver numbers were raging. Nobody ever addressed them. No one ever said anything. And then she went into liver failure again.
Was it easier to get than the first one, or did they give you problems with the second one, too?
The second one, by that point, I took her to another facility. Mm-hmm. I didn't want her treated there anymore. And when I went to the other facility, they said eventually she will need another transplant. They did not want to do it right away. So I started a campaign with writing letters to the White House. And after they found out about my campaign, she was miraculously listed.
It seems like a whole lot of negligence, boy.
Yeah.
Because in another parent's situation, she may not have made it.
She wouldn't have.
If you didn't go through everything that you went through, did your own research, wrote the letters, brought attention to it. If you didn't have access to people that could also publicly out the hospital.
Absolutely. Even currently, we've been having some issues with the transplant that she has now. I just recently found out that she has a chronic hepatitis. And that was a result of a drug overdose about 4 years ago. Mm. And the toxicity that she experienced, while we knew that she had gastrointestinal reactions, they never said that she had a liver reaction to it. It presented itself differently. And this particular drug in the medical industry by the FDA is not supposed to be used in transplant patients, liver transplant patients specifically. So when the liver injury actually happened, they never said a word.
Now, if the clinic prescribed you something that resulted in giving Asaya some sort of liver failure, that should be like a open and shut case, right?
Yeah, but because they threw the diagnosis of biliary atresia in there, that was the monkey wrench. Mm. So they knew strategically what they were doing.
We have more with Rasheena Fennessy. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Rasheena Fennessy in the building. Now, Charlamagne, you helped her out, if you're just joining us. You helped her out years ago in Philly.
Yes. I gave the hospital donkey of the day that was refusing to give her beautiful daughter a liver transplant. And I had Rasheena come on the air and explain her case. So a couple weeks later, they ended up giving her daughter the liver transplant.
It's going to sound kind of like a dumb question, but I'm just kind of confused. So, you know, most transplants happen when, you know, somebody passes away or they donate their organs. Mm-hmm. But you hardly see that with children. So how difficult was it to get another child's liver?
Well, children actually are primary before adults. Mm. Adults will wait far longer than a child actually has to. So children are at the top of the list. So when she got her first transplant, she got a couple offers, but they were turned down. And those offers, they come quite frequently. You can be on the list. A child will be on the list for about 6 months and get an offer. That's how fast it happens for children. So, but for adults, they can wait anywhere from 1 to 4, maybe 5 years, especially for kidneys.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to help Asaya recover?
We try to stick to a more holistic diet. So because of the drugs that she's on, and they do cause a lot of gastrointestinal issues, we do a lot of whole foods eating, such as fruits, vegetables. We stay away from a lot of refined sugars, and we drink a lot of water.
What's your favorite food, Asaya?
Philly cheesesteaks.
Pizza.
Look at me like...
Asaya, what's your favorite
food? She doesn't eat a lot of meat.
Vegetable-wise, asparagus.
Yeah.
I love asparagus, even though it makes your pee stink.
Yeah. Asparagus is awesome. She loves asparagus and Brussels sprouts.
How hard is it to go up against the hospital, though? I'm sure they have the best... lawyers, and they're very
well prepared.
Well, going against the hospital, we're not able to do that at this point because what my attorney strategically did when they wrote the caption of the case, they sued the United States of America. Mm. You can't sue America. It's not a corporation. So when they wrote the release in the case, the release was written in a way where they release every United States corporation. So because the hospital is buying insurance from the state, they're protected under our release. even though they were never mentioned in the case, because the case wasn't against the hospital. Okay. The case was actually against a clinic.
Right, got it.
So the hospital's been released. The National Institute of Health has been released. Health and Human Services has been released. Oh, he's a scumbag. He's from New York. I sued him, but the courts made it in a way with the transcripts where they proved them credible in the initial case.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting in front of the right people?
Yes.
Or? So who does it need
exactly
to get in front of?
It needs to happen. It needs to get in front of the Attorney General.
Jeff Sessions? Yeah, he's going to do this to that one. You don't got to worry about that.
So, I mean, at this point, my mission and my goal is just to kind of educate the public and bring awareness to the situation and let people know that you have to be a little more responsible with your own health.
Mm-hmm. Now, question, as far as with everything that she's been through, how is she as a child? Can she still do regular activities, still run,
yeah,
or is there certain things you have to limit her from doing?
After the second transplant, she has, I would say she's fully recovered considering the
thank God
bit of chronic hepatitis. But she does things like regular, normal kids.
Okay, so she's good, like, fully recovered.
Asai, what are those books you have there?
Asai made that.
Mm-hmm. She is now a published author. So what we've been doing with her children's transplant book, we've been educating children about solid organ and tissue donation so that we can get more children to feel morally responsible when they become young adults to register to be organ donors. And we're branding this whole donor lifestyle to encourage people to live healthy, eat healthy, because you never know when your time may be up. But you want to be healthy enough to save another life.
Well, through Asai, it's like you became like a public servant and an advocate for just transplants in general, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, something that I never expected in my life.
Yeah, wow. You dedicated your whole life to this.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that, you know, maybe this was fate?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because before Asai was born, I had this dream. And I always refer to this dream. But in the dream, I was on this boat and it was a mad scientist conducting experiments. And the boat crashed. Everyone who was a part of the project died. And I'm like running down this beach and I'm screaming and I'm like, somebody please help me. And he tells me, you know, everything I ever wrote in history would be a lie if the world found out about you. So I recorded that dream and I always kept it near and dear to me because I was pregnant with Asai at the time. And then when I woke from the dream, there was like this one star burning in the sky type thing. And when I went to work the next day, they had a baby shower for me, and there was a teddy bear where they bought a star off the star registry.
Mm.
So I picked the star in the constellation of Hercules. This is all just so Greek mythology. But there's a story within the Hercules constellation that talks about Pythagoras. He stole the secret of fire from the gods and gave it to men. So as his punishment, he was chained to the side of a mountain where an eagle would come every day and eat his liver. And every night, his liver would regenerate.
Wow.
And then Asai was born with liver problems.
Mm.
So it's like everything just connected. So when I started her organization, I named her organization A Star Named Asai because I named the star in the Hercules constellation after her.
Wow.
How can people help you if they want to help you? Donate money or whatever they possibly can?
We actually have a GoFundMe. We're raising money to turn her book into a live puppet series this fall, mm-hmm. which we want to take on the road. And her GoFundMe is actually GoFundMe/Asai's Liver.
Spell Asai for him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's A-S-S-I-A-H-S Liver. So if you guys want to contribute, help us, you know, raise awareness, make some donations, go there, visit us. We have sponsorship packages. We would love to be able to work with corporations and businesses to really get this project off the ground and going. And we're nonprofit, so it's tax deductible as well.
And Asai is Liver Fund. People hear that and don't realize that it is a nonprofit. It's just not a fund for Asai.
It's
so what do y'all do with that money when you get
When we get that money, what we're doing is we're donating the books to schools so that we can implement the curriculums in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are right now. And then we're also kicking off a Liver Aid Lemonade project this summer.
What is it? Liver Aid Lemonade?
Yeah, Liver Aid. Because people don't know that any vegetable that's green or yellow, whatever vegetable, the color of the vegetable is, it corresponds to an organ system in the body. Mm-hmm. So lemons and limes and ginger and different things like that are good for detoxing and flushing mm-hmm. the liver. So we're promoting our Liver Aid mm-hmm. to promote, you know, liver health.
Hold up. I just think we found another meaning for Beyonce's album. Like, the Lemonade album was a detox for women who have probably gone through infidelity.
Yep.
Break it down.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, anything we, you know, I'm always here for you, but, you know, like, anybody that we need to put pressure on or
yeah.
how we can continue to bring attention to this situation, let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Asaya, any last words from you?
Stay healthy. Stay healthy. You got it, you guys.
All right.
And you went to Temple for communications. You
yes,
wanted to
I
be
did.
Like radio, television, right?
Public relations.
And your whole life took a totally different turn.
He's like that sometimes, right?
Yep.
You're like a holistic nurse now.
It's so, yeah, but you know what's so crazy? When Asaya was born, I had like two classes left, and I didn't get to finish my degree, and I just went back this December, and I finished my two courses, and Temple paid for me to come back.
Wow.
When they learned my story and what we were doing and what I was going through, they gave me the money to come back.
Congrats.
Well, give them the GoFundMe one more time.
Yay. That's GoFundMe / Asaya's Liver Fund, Asaiah's Liver. Support us, you guys.
And is there any way you want them to get in contact with you personally, too?
If anyone wants to get in contact with me, you can reach me at asiasliver@gmail.com.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, well, well. After just putting out Rather You Than Me, Rick Ross has announced that he does have another album coming out. He says he has a 10th album. Here is Rick Ross.
I'm closing out the 10th with the 10th. My 10th album before I close out my 10th year. It will be Port of Miami 2, Born to Kill.
Okay, drop one of Clues Bombs for Rosé. Rather You Than Me is the best rap album out right now. Okay, it's way better than Drake's More Life. I don't know if you can call Drake's More Life a
complete rap album.
It's not a
full rap album. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, Rick Ross's album is projected to do anywhere between 85,000 to 95,000 units by the end of the week.
It's a dope album. Really good album. I'm really, really satisfied with that album. I listen to it every day. The songs is dope. He's spitting on it. He's telling great stories. Love that album.
By the way, Apple of My Eye featuring Raphael Sadiq has had me on a Tony bench, even though I was...
Tony
bench. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal on his podcast, The Big Podcast with Shaq, is talking about how he also believes that the earth is flat. That's right. Shaq is a flat earther.
Shaq is a flat earther?
Yes. Here is what his explanation is.
It's true. The earth is flat. There's three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear. In school, first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America. But when he got there, it was some fair-skinned people with the long hair smoking out of peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. Columbus didn't discover America.
He found where some other people already lived.
I drive from coast to coast, and this shit's flat to me.
Okay, here's the thing, right? See, this is the thing about all flat earthers. Flat earthers don't want you to believe years and years of research by experts that work at NASA and all these other space programs all around the world. But they want us to believe them based off what they've seen on YouTube or what they believe
in. Well,
he personally
has driven from coast to coast.
Yeah, because he's driven from coast to coast.
He has felt bumps.
He don't spend his days and nights researching outer space the way these experts do at NASA or these other space programs around the world. So, yeah, believe the flat earthers because of what they've seen on YouTube and because they can drive from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's some tension between T.I. and Safari. Now, on the show, Hip Hop Squares...
Scat Beasy.
You know who Safari
Nicki Minaj
is.
Nicki Minaj's ex.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Now, you know Hip Hop Squares is on VH1, and it turns out behind the scenes, not what we saw on television, but there was some tension. It was kind of like T.I. and Lil Duval against Safari. They bullied him a little.
He don't love the hip hop?
I think, but he should go
back. I thought his hip hop love had done went on, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know he had a hip hop love no more.
You need help writing better lyrics to your rap, because you're doing this kind of stuff, far. And Lil Duval, hold on. Lil Duval, my d is bigger than you, so you can't say
By the way, they edited that really, really bad.
Did they?
T.I. and Lil Duval was on Safari's ass the whole taping. All right.
What is the beef?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
By the way, today's Donkey of the Day is not on Revolt TV.
It's definitely not
on Revolt.
They have separated themselves from us the way I wish we could separate ourselves from them.
That's awful.
Okay.
I don't even know why you got the camera in your hand, Steve. You can put that camera down, bro.
I wish the media would separate.
They really aren't playing.
I wish the media would separate us from Revolt the way they separated themselves from us this morning. But Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 22nd goes to Stephen Rex Brown. Now, I Googled this guy and it says he is a reporter covering education for the New York Daily News. Well, he must be making the transition to reporting on other things because there is nothing educational about this clickbait trash ass article he wrote in the New York Daily News, okay, about us. Now, I understand the era we live in. It's the era of spin, the era of sensationalism, the era of nobody caring about the truth and the lie is more entertaining. People want hits on their stories. They want hits on their site, and they don't care who they lie on to get that traction. Now, Stephen Rex Brown, I'm reading in the New York Daily News this morning, and the headline is Whites Cry Bias. Okay, producer suit. Power 105.1 favors blacks. Kids, listen to your Uncle Sharla. Okay, you should never judge a book by its cover. And in 2017, you should never judge an article by its headline, all right? This is one of those articles because this headline is a complete lie, all right? Power 105.1 favors blacks. What does that have to do with anything? Okay, what does that mean? This lawsuit does not name Power 105.1 or the Breakfast Club as defendants. If we aren't named as defendants, why have us in the headline? Now, if you don't know what's happening, what I'm talking about, the former producers of Revolt, some former producers of Revolt, are suing Revolt, not Power 105.1. They are suing Revolt, accusing Revolt TV of favoring blacks over whites. Not Power 105.1, the station we're on in New York, okay? Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but contrary to popular belief, okay, I'm a black man that can read, all right? And if it clearly says Revolt TV is being sued for discrimination, why would Stephen Rex Brown put the headline Power 105.1 favors blacks? I'll tell you why. For clickbait. Okay? Now, the first paragraph of this trash-ass alternative fact-driven article that Stephen Rex Brown wrote is, white people are not welcome behind the scenes of a televised broadcast of Power 105.1's The Breakfast Club. A new lawsuit charges. Here you go again, putting us in something we have no business being in. Now, here in this building, the behind the scenes of Revolt TV is on the fourth floor. What floor are we on, guys?
Third.
Okay? I don't know what goes on up there. Not my concern. Now, the five white men who worked at Revolt filed papers in Manhattan Supreme Court claiming they were victims of reverse racism. Now, this term always confuses me because a lot of white people act clueless towards racism any other time. You can turn a blind eye to the random acts of racism that happen in America all the time, but when it's something that affects you, all of a sudden you understand racism. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't reverse racism equality?
Like, yes.
The reverse of racism would be no racism at all. So I don't understand what people mean when they say reverse racism. Racism is racism. Now, Stephen Rex Brown is quoting the lawsuit, and he says, Revolt treated them worse than other employees who were younger and African-American. They claim one black production assistant frequently came to work late, drunk, and slept on the editing room floor during work hours, but was not punished.
Sounds like the culture.
Exactly, but I don't know nothing about that. Because I don't work for Revolt TV, okay? We on the what floor?
Third.
They on the fourth. I don't know what happens up there. Now, I can speak on this part. It says, whereas the show's on-air personalities, that would be us, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. Mm-hmm. The show's on-air personalities tolerated lateness. The production team was used to producing shows where such a lack of punctuality was either less tolerated or not permitted whatsoever. And when they had a discussion about the lack of punctuality from the guests, they were told they did not understand the culture. What culture? Mm-hmm. Are you alluding to CP culture? Black people on CP time? That's what that is code for, okay? You can call hundreds of PR people and label reps and they will tell you, we don't play with lateness, okay? We all busy in this room.
I'm calling racism on their reverse racism.
if you're late, your interview gets canceled. And for the most part, working here 7 years, I can say 90% of the artists, black, white, Latino, gay, whoever, they are for the most part, they're on time. Don't try to play us because we the black show and make it seem like we tolerate lateness. Now, the white people suing Revolt TV argue that their responsibilities did not require they have a firm grasp of black culture. Kids, listen to your Uncle Sharla. Okay, if you work for a company, whatever that company is selling, you should have a firm grasp of the culture of that company. I remember I worked at a radio station back in the day. It was the Big DM in Columbia, South Carolina. Drop one of Clues Bombs for them.
The Big D?
The Big DM. It's a hip-hop and R&B station. They flipped formats to an adult contemporary station. They was playing Earth, Wind, and Fire in the OJs. I was 20-something at the time. I didn't fit the culture. I knew nothing about the culture of adult contemporary music, so I had to go. I didn't fit in.
It is what it is.
I feel like you do know about Adult Contemporary.
I mean, now, because we older. So Adult Contemporary is Jodeci now. Okay? That's my era.
Right.
All right? But back to the matter at hand, because I really don't care, because The Breakfast Club, our Power 105.1, isn't the ones being sued. Because in this same trash-ass article, Stephen Rex Brown wrote, it says the suit does not name Power 105.1 or The Breakfast Club. Now, what gets me? If you can put this in the article, then that means you read the lawsuit and saw we weren't named. So why, Stephen Rex Brown, would you make the headline say Power 105.1 favors blacks when you know that's not what the lawsuit is about?
To make people read it.
Do you understand that we already have to deal with threats and death threats from white supremacists and white nationalists? These radical-ass Trump supporters who already think we a liberal, left-leaning show because we had Hillary on a couple times and Bernie Sanders and we keep liberals on here. Do you realize all you're doing is putting gas on their fire by trying to paint us as racist? Okay? I once thought that the cure to eliminate fake news was to simply tell people to stop getting their news from 140-character tweets and start reading reputable news sources. I thought the New York Daily News was a reputable news source, but clearly not if they letting this Stephen Rex Brown character use clickbait as headlines, okay? Reporters like you with your alternative facts and fake news are ruining our country. And when did the press get such a weak sense of responsibility for his judgments, okay? Mediocre journalists making up headlines just to get clicks has been generally accepted. I just thank God that I am in a black privileged position to call BS on the BS. Please give Stephen Rex Brown the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you're watching us on Revolt.
No, they're not watching us on Revolt.
Revolt's not playing. I wish the media would separate us from the story. The way Revolt separating themselves from us this morning.
Yeah. They haven't even shown
I had it. No idea it was so mean up there on the fourth floor.
Shut up. We don't know if that's true.
Yeah, we don't know what's allegedly.
We don't know what's what on that damn fourth floor. We don't know nothing about this lawsuit.
But we on the third floor.
At all. That's what the whole donkey of the day was about. We don't know anything about this.
I don't know.
I had no idea this came out of left field.
Nope. All right. Well, let's go for it. You keeps talking. Ask Yee is next. 800-585-1051. If you need some advice from Yee, some relationship advice, or any type of advice, call Yee right now, 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air. What's your email, Yee?
HelpMeYee@gmail.com.
You forgot what it was?
I didn't know I was allowed to talk.
No, you're not allowed to talk about that.
I just said I didn't know anything about it.
Okay. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. What's your question for Yee?
Well, I wanted to ask her, in the situation that I am in, like, okay, I'm 5 months. And,
Congrats!
And, it's kind of, not really.
Oh.
Okay, it was by a boy that I used to go with about 3 or 4 years ago. And now that I'm pregnant, I've been trying to hit him up. He's probably listening. I hope he is. I've been trying to hit him up for about a month now. Mm-hmm. And now I know why he hasn't been hitting me up, because his girlfriend texted my phone. It was like, is this Brittany? And I was like, yeah, this is Brittany. And she was like, well, this is so-and-so, but that's not his baby. And I'm like, okay, what's up with this? And she was like, well, you won't have a baby father if you don't take a DNA test. So,
okay, fair enough. So you're going to take a DNA test. I don't know why he's not responding to you and she is.
Exactly. So, I mean, we was going to plan on taking a DNA test anyways, but my thing is, she lives on the same street as me. Mm. I just want to bash her face in, because, you know, you don't just text another woman's phone like, oh, you won't have a baby father if you don't take a DNA test, which I feel like that was really disrespectful. If anything, she could have talked to me in my face. We literally live like 5 houses down.
All right, now here's the issue. The issue is this. You're beefing with the woman, but really...
No, I'm not. She's beefing with me. I don't have a problem with her. I don't care about her.
You just
her,
said you want to bash her face in.
You did say that.
Yeah, because she texts my phone. Like, I don't even know how she got my number.
Well, that's his fault. Let's keep it real. All of that's going on between you two is his fault. He's cowardly for not speaking to you directly himself. He's cowardly for letting his girlfriend have your number. He's cowardly for not handling his business. Now, I can understand him saying, okay, before I commit to anything, I want to take a DNA test. That's fair enough.
Exactly, but that wasn't the case.
But he should never, ever let her speak to you like that. handle that situation.
But see, remind you, I haven't talked to him in a month. Mm-hmm. I'm 5 months. Before then, he was rubbing my stomach, saying don't do anything to hurt his baby. Oh, but I'm guessing she found out. So now it's like, oh, that's not my baby. But it's like, okay, I was super stressed out, but I'm not stressed out anymore because I figured that's what little boys do, not men. So, right. You know, I just kind of left it alone. But my question was, how do I go about doing it? Do I just, like, stop reaching out to him and just wait for the baby to come?
Clearly that's all you really can do. He doesn't want to be involved. All you're going to do is stress yourself out by having to deal with this other woman now on top of everything else. So now it's just, let's handle business. Do you still want to be with him?
No, he's that just showed me what type of character he was. Right. How he denied his own flesh and blood and he knows his child.
Now we just have to handle business. And handling business means take care of yourself, take care of your baby, try not to stress yourself out as much as you possibly can, and make sure you have a healthy baby, get the DNA test, and make sure that he is responsible.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do. And let that woman be his problem. Don't get yourself wrapped up and involved in some back and forth with her just because he's too much of a coward to handle his own business.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, but first priority is what?
The baby.
Exactly.
And that's the only person you had sex with, correct?
Yes. Jesus, I'm not like that. I don't, you look. Wilson has.
All right, well,
Wilson
listen.
Is, you know, we're not, this really is like close free zone to like up the here. High population of AIDS, so I'm good on messing with a lot of
she's
people.
Gonna have, she's going to get the paternity test, and that's going to determine exactly. Everything.
Yeah. Well, you say they got all the AIDS at?
What?
Well, you say they got all the AIDS at?
That's what you heard?
No. I said Wilson.
Wilson where?
Wilson, North Carolina.
Oh, it's a lot of AIDS there?
Yeah, I mean, if you go online and look up who is the most counties in North Carolina who has the most AIDS, I think it said Pitt County, but Wilson is not too far, so.
Okay.
And good.
It's really the cases of AIDS, not just, anyway.
Now, we should always give updates on where not to have, unprotected sex.
Well, you shouldn't have it anywhere. How about that?
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck with the baby, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, stay healthy, babe.
The first thing is the baby, so make sure that baby's safe.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Elise.
Elise, good morning. What's your question for Yee?
Okay, Yee. First, I want to say I listen to y'all every morning. I just moved to Detroit.
What part of Detroit you in?
I'll say in Shelby Township. It's like 30 minutes away from Detroit.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so my question is, I just had a death in my family about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved here to be closer to my mom, you know, so me and my mom could get back close and all this other stuff.
Okay.
My mom was like, move your boyfriend here, da-da-da-da, body skip. 6 months later, we here. He don't want to get no, like, real job. He work, like, pizza place, temp service. I've told him tons of times that I don't want to be together because right now I work two jobs. My two jobs versus your sit around, play the game, and smoke weed. Like, how can I get rid of homeboy? Help me.
He is just chilling and living life. Whose name is on the lease?
My name is on the lease.
Well, you know what that means. He's got to go.
Yes, but I'm like, I don't want to, like.
Do you want to break up with him or you just want him to move out?
I want to break up with him. Like, he does not satisfy me sexually. He be talking crazy to my kids sometimes when he get mad at me.
That alone is enough reason for you to be like, you got to go. So what's the problem? You don't want to tell him he's got to move out? Or you think he's not going to go?
I be telling him all the time, like, and I be dead serious. I be like, you got to go. He's like, I'm not going no MF and where. I'm staying right here. Like, homeboy, like, leave.
Right. Well, it sounds like he's very comfortable. He's leeching off of you. But just the fact alone that he speaks crazy to your kids should be enough for you to be like, this ain't working. And it also sounds like he's probably not that happy with his life either.
He not. I'm just like, you need to be with somebody who don't got kids and who not on their daily grind like I am. I work two jobs and, I value my money. I value being able to make sure all the lights and all of that light. Please.
All right. Well, I think that legally you need to let him know you have until the end of next month to get it all together, find a place to go. I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but we can't do this anymore. So I'm giving you that time limit. And if you don't move out, then legally I'm going to have to make sure that you get kicked out because my name's on the lease. Yours isn't. I'm here with my kids. You're not happy. I'm not happy. So let's make it happen. I know. Listen, I know how hard it is because I just recently, one of my best friends had to make somebody move out. And he wasn't trying to go either.
Man, he will not leave. It don't matter what you do. Like, he went through my phone and seen some messages from me and my baby that I only did that because I know he be going through my phone. So I'm like, if you're going to leave, he like, no, that just makes me love you more and harder. Like,
he sound like a loser. Well, and you know what it is? I think that, first of all, you can't be playing games like that. You got to be direct and let him know. But what you need to do is just set it up for him to leave. Like what my friend had to do with her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend now, was she had to set it up so that he had some place to go. Be like, okay, I'm helping you find a place, whatever I got to do, but we got to end this. And if it can't be on good terms, then you're going to have to legally see about getting him just get kicked out.
Yeah, because his sister was like, he can come stay here. It's not right. A problem. Like, your sister said you can stay. Like, why you don't go?
Well, you might have to box his stuff up and change the locks.
I be being so mean to him. I was like, if somebody be mean to me, like, I be being mean to you, but I would never talk to them again.
Well,
like,
he also living there kind of not paying no bills and chilling and playing video games and smoking weed. So, I mean...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, all right, so listen, girl, give him that deadline, pack his stuff up, get that moving truck, get that stuff to his sister's house, and change the locks.
No, this is what we're going to do. My brother's killer has a pretrial in a few weeks. What I'm going to do is be like, we're going back to Ohio, get all your stuff. That's how we're going to do it.
Why she make that sound so normal? My brother's killer got a pretrial.
Hi, Charlamagne. Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
How are you, baby? Now, I'm sitting here on this phone very judgmental because I don't even know if you deserve a better man, but whatever.
She worked two jobs. She got kids.
I worked two jobs.
She holding it down.
I worked a morning job and a nighttime job. How would you say that?
What are the jobs?
It doesn't matter.
I worked at a group home.
Oh, okay. I used to love group home growing up. Premier gave them crazy.
No, she's not talking about group home, the group.
Oh.
All anyway, right.
Thank you for calling, Mama. Good luck.
Dog.
Where
ask me 800-585-1051. If you got a question for you, you could call at any time. You got rumors on the way?
Yes, Mariah Carey. I'll tell you about a movie that she's doing that I'm actually pretty excited about. Also, we'll tell you which of the cast members from the show The Real shared a lot about experiences that she went through suffering from a miscarriage.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. So listen up. Well, earlier in the week, we played you what Steve Harvey had to say about people need to respect Donald Trump more.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about Snoop Dogg, Bow Wow, and T.I. and all that drama that happened after Snoop Dogg put out that Lavender video where he shoots a clown that's dressed as Donald Trump with a toy gun. Well, D.L. Hughley has a completely different point of view. Here's what he had to say.
I think if the president were respect worthy, you should do it. But I think that all the things he's done, all the things he's said, just this week, accusing a man of a felony, a president, former president of a felony, that he's insulted our allies, he's lied. A liar doesn't deserve respect like that. We have two intelligence agencies investigating what he knows is a lie because you think you've been lying to a black man.
He actually went into more detail on his radio show because... That clip was kind of taken out of context because the truth of the matter is we know what Steve Harvey's talking about. He's not saying respect Donald Trump. He's saying respect the position of president. You can't threaten the president. You can't threaten a sitting president. You go to jail for stuff like that, period. People have went to jail for threatening Barack Obama. People go to jail for threatening presidents and their family, period.
When
That's
does the president
saying.
Go to jail for lying and doing all the disturbing things that he's
doing?
Listen,
I don't know.
He doesn't respect his own position
as president.
He doesn't go to jail.
But guess what? I can't do nothing about that. But I can do something about my own people. Listen, would you let your own people do something that you know specifically is going to get them locked up?
Nope.
Speak out against the president, call him the celebrity in chief, denounce his policies, all that stuff. But don't threaten him, brothers. You're going to end up in jail.
I don't think that Snoop is going to end up in jail for that video, though.
I would hope not.
Yeah, I don't think that's really an issue.
We hope he
would. I would hope Bow Wow wouldn't either, and I wouldn't hope somebody would take what they did and go a step further and threaten the president and the first lady and end up messed up. Like, I don't see the problem with telling people not to do that.
All right, now Taraji P. Henson is talking about Empire, because Empire, of course, the new season is here. Now, Taraji spoke to Variety, and she said she could not do this Cookie character forever. She said, Cookie wears me out. She drains me. She is emotionally all over the place. Those writers, they just keep pushing my emotions with every episode. By the 18th episode of each season, I'm dead. I got to get far away. I don't wear animal print. I cut my hair into a bob. I don't wear a weave because I got to get as far away from Cookie as possible. And she said, once it's syndicated, and I'm like, thank you, good night. I learned this from the women of Sex and the City. You got to know when to go out. You don't want to overstay your welcome. You want to go out on a high. You want to be remembered as the number one show on the network. I'm going to lose my passion. I know me, and Cookie is enough. I can't do that, but for so long.
Keyword, wow. Keyword, once it's syndicated. All right, you make sure that money is permanent forever before you step away.
All right, and Lonnie Love on The Real. She opened up about something that a lot of fans had no idea happened, but she discusses going through a really tough time when she had a miscarriage.
I finally went to the doctor, and I was pregnant. At that time, I started processing, because then I had to start saving for the baby, had to start doing all this, and I was like, oh my goodness, what am I gonna do, right? Mm-hmm. And then eventually, you know that nature takes over. You're like, you know what, it's nothing I can do. I'm just gonna have this baby. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, as soon as I was like, okay with it, about 8 weeks, mm-hmm. I miscarried.
Oh, so that's a sad story, but a lot of women have gone through this, so that's very brave of her to share that on The Real. All right, and Jennifer Lopez, while she's promoting her new NBC dance competition show, World of Dance, is discussing what it was like for her when she was trying to get her first big job before she actually was Selena. She said, I remember only getting to have one piece of pizza every day when I was a dancer. That's how I lived. I did that for a couple of years before I got my first big job. I wouldn't trade it for the world. So imagine living off of one slice of pizza every single day. That's what J-Lo did before becoming Selena.
Wow.
And Mariah Carey's song is being turned into a movie. You know what song that is? All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's, by the way, I'm excited, and I love a good Christmas movie. So she tweeted out, my song is becoming a movie. You're the first to hear about this exciting news. Follow at All I Want Movie for more updates. All I Want Movie.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right.